Philippians 3. Let me get there. I was going to try to quote it, but I better read it. Philippians 3. Oh. He said, in the 14th verse of 3, he said, I press towards the mark. This is Philippians 3:14. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. We have a heavenly calling and we have a high calling. Jesus is exalted and seated at the right hand of God. And because of that, he is considered the apostle and high priest, or our profession, or we can say confession, because most, that's the way it's translated from the Greek, confession. He is the high priest. He is the apostle and high priest of our confession. Now watch it. Remember, God is a spirit, speaking spirit. God made us a speaking spirit. Jesus is the apostle and what? High priest of our confession. Romans 10:9-10 says that if thou shalt do what? Confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart, thou shalt be what?
Saved,
which means you'll be born again. You will be joined to the Lord and you will become a speaking spirit. You'll become a child of God. And the word is telling you who you are, right? The word is telling you who you are. So you hold fast to that confession. I am born of God. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession made unto salvation, telling us how it's done, right? All right, you got it so far? So it says, that's what it says. That's how you become a part of God's family. Then it said, therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Listen to it now. It did not say you and I was renovated like you would do a house or a mattress or some kind of property that you're working on, apartment or whatever. He didn't say we were renovated. He said, therefore, if any man be where? In Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are gone, passed away, gone. Behold, all things are become new. So when your mind, or somebody else, someone else, your mind, Satan bring a thought to your mind, a problem in your life, to try to make you say something else, you should have your spirit well educated. That's why you're here tonight. Your mind renewed. So you continue to say, I'm a new creature. Because that's exactly what the word says. And that's what we're saying. Hold fast to your confession. You may feel like 7 miles a bad highway. You may feel like you don't mount to a hill of bean in a 40-acre field. That's my daddy saying. You do not allow those things to enter your confession. You hold fast. The word says, I'm a new creature. The word says, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old thing, what I used to be, is gone. Everything that I am now has come. Everything new has come to me. Everything new has come to me. So I hold fast to saying, I'm a new creature. I'm redeemed. I'm set free. So we're going to read a few scriptures along those lines. Jesus said, are you in the house? Yes. Jesus said, in teaching on faith, when he spoke to that fig tree, I like to say it like he said, when he spoke to that fig tree and told it, you and nobody eat any fruit from you hereafter. Remember that? And they heard it and they didn't pay him no mind, but they came back the next day and they saw that fig tree dried up from the root. He said, oh, Lord. But Jesus said, you have faith like that. Have the God kind of faith. Have faith like that. For verily I say unto you that whosoever. Did you hear what I said? Hear what the word said. Whosoever. God wants you to get a hold to confession. When you joined the family of God, you became a whosoever. And you can say what God says about you. You can say what God says to things. Jesus told that fig tree, no man eat fruit from you. He didn't argue with it. Hello? He just went on his way. Then Jesus told them, you can have what you say. Circumstance don't change the word. Circumstances and opposition don't make the word invalid. It doesn't take away and make the word become no good. It's your believing in that lie what make the word become no good to you. But the word is still good. Isn't that good? And you can't change it. If 1,000 and 10,000 upon 10,000 disagree, the word is still true.
Yes, sir.
You can't change it. So in the midst of your test, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of that stuff coming against you, you need to get the word in you.